He was coming in 2010, January 29. It was very cold.
A lot of snow?
A lot of snow, but I like snow. I don't like windy.
For Christine, it's been a long journey from a homeland torn apart by civil war to her new life in Ottawa.
Yeah, I'm from Rwanda originally. Why I came? I have two reasons for trauma and security. I say trauma because I lost a lot of people, a lot of members of family, parents, sisters, brothers, and my son who was 4 years. It was very sad. And security, the killer was free.
She now feels free, but she's still very much on her own. Her five children remain in Rwanda. She hopes someday they'll join her. Christine, already fluent in French, hoped coming to Canada would give her a new start.
When I understand it's bilingual in the capital city, I wish to come to study, to get a professional course, because I wish to work.
She trained as a personal support worker, someone who assists nursing staff, helping patients bathe, dress, or eat. Once her training was complete, she decided to volunteer.
When I found the address, I take a bus, and they told me, you have to ask the pilot.
She asked the bus driver to take her to the Pearly.
Bring me at Pearly, and he bring me here. I ask, where is the responsible for voluntary?
After becoming a volunteer, Christine made friends quickly at this long-term care center. Others here are also newcomers to Canada.
After some days, they start to push me, go to ask a job. Go to ask a job. Go to apply a job. And in my mind, I think, no, it's not yet. I have to learn many things here before to ask a job. After 1 month, after 2 months, no. I say, no, wait.
So this is where you meet Barbara?
Yeah, I meet Barbara at Gatineau. Mm-hmm. To South.
That's a wing of the Pearly residence.
I went to her and asked her what her profession was. I'm Barbara Wilson, and I'm a personal support worker supervisor. The Pearly River Veterans Health Center employs people from far and wide, very multicultural place, people of different faces, different races, and all are welcomed here. And people fit in.
I try to do a resume. When I make everything correct, I come and I ask my supervisor how to apply a job here. Mm-hmm. And I apply.
And she got the job.
She was the sort of person we were looking for. She is willing to take on different tasks, different shifts, very diligent about what she's doing, and very good with the residents as well. Very thorough. A lot of commitment. Really proud to have her here as a member of staff.
Personal support workers wheel veterans into the pub at the Pearly. These elderly folks clearly enjoy the familiar music. Some sing loudly, others just tap their toes, sipping a glass of wine or pop. Christine, who is still learning English, enjoys the quiet company of these residents.
I'm not ready to talk a longer story. I talk the short way. But we have some residents who talk both language. In my culture, we like the old people because they are, I compare the old people like a dictionary. They know many things. They talk the history interested because they see many things before you.
What you find here is that everyone is very accepting of newcomers.
Akos Hoffer is the CEO at the Pearly and Rideau Veterans Health Center.
We have 48 languages spoken here. We provide a safe haven for veterans and civilians when they're most vulnerable as patients and residents here. And Canada provides a safe haven to refugees. So certainly I think when you get people who have been refugees and people who have been in conflict in a safe place together, they're probably pretty comfortable with one another. That's what we see here anyway.
I bring some picture. This is the one I lost.
Okay.
He had 4 years. This is my two boys' son. I wish to come here to Canada because I need to help them to get professional skills.
You have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
It's a family that has seen tragedy and is still separated. But Christine Kaisenibo hopes they may someday be reunited in Ottawa. She wants her kids to learn a profession, as she has, get a good job, and learn English. It's an opportunity she says refugees from any country should embrace, if they get the chance.
We have opportunities to build a good and safe life. I can advise to them to be always optimist, because everything in Canada is open. I wish to them to come in this peace.
I'm Julie Ireton in Ottawa.